5 years after a large colony of little fire ant was found in Nahiku, the Maui Invasive Species Committee is taking to the air to treat the infestation. Officials started this morning and are expected to continue over the next couple of days. We talked to Lisa Stroiker, the education specialist, and program coordinator Brooke Menken about what's in store. It's a rebroadcast of an earlier conversation.
It's of a pancake batter-like consistency. And so it squirts out, and we just need to get that all over about 150 acres in Nahiku, which is a densely vegetated jungle on the wet side of Maui. And so what that entails is a helicopter going up with tanks full of this gel bait and a big line that dangles down off of it. It's going to squirt out this bait, and we're going to fly back and forth like a pattern, like crop dusting, essentially, and that's going to be dependent on the weather and the wind, what direction the wind is coming from, because the helicopter is going to be flying at about 10 miles per hour ground speed, and so the wind is going to play a big role in it.
What type of pesticide are we using exactly?
So the active ingredient is metoprene, and it's an insect growth regulator. So it isn't actually toxic to the little fire ants, but it will prevent them from reproducing. So it's like a birth control, and if we continue to feed the queens this birth control, eventually all the ants will die of old age. The problem with this infestation is we can't actually go on the ground and survey for the ants in all of the areas that we need to treat. The vegetation is so thick. There's how bush in acres and acres of the infested area. And so we need to be able to treat it for a long time until we don't find any ants anywhere around the infested area. Typically, we do 1 year of treatment, and we're going to do 8 treatments in 1 year. We'll assess the situation by doing what surveys we can do at the end of that year, but it's likely that we'll need to continue treating for 2 to 3 years.
What's the acreage that we're dealing with?
The acreage, although it might slightly change depending on new information coming in, we are aiming to treat 150 acres with each treatment.
So do we have to get special permits?
Yes. So we had to get a special local needs permit to be able to use the pesticide that we're using, brand name Altacid, in this area and in this application, because we are not using it as it is labeled. So we had to get a special permit to be able to use it in this manner. And that was the work done by the Hawaii Ant Lab.
And is this something that's safe to use in streams?
That's precisely why we had to get that label, because we're restricted quite a bit to what we can use, because when we're flying and delivering this from the air, our bait is going to land in one of the streams or a couple of streams in the area. So what we're using is the insect growth regulator instead of a toxic bait, because the insect growth regulator, as I said earlier, not even toxic to the ants themselves. It's the least impactful pesticide that we could use in the area. So it's going to be, it will target the ants because they're attracted to the bait, and other things won't be affected much at all.
I think that the Hana community has been extremely concerned about the presence of a large infestation of little fire ants, you know, right in their backyard. And from the get-go, they've been, you know, wondering, like, okay, what are you doing to keep it from spreading? What are you doing to keep it from spreading? So initially with this infestation, we did treat around the area where people are present to prevent any accidental vectoring. And it's been quite a process to get both, you know, the permits as well as build the actual sprayer and, you know, get the all that together. So we've had a series of community meetings to inform the community just where we're at in this process and, you know, how they can help. And they've actually been really helpful in getting the permits approved, you know, calling and having their local elected officials express the need for this to our Department of Agriculture.
Do we know how the ants got there?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's, you know, when we found it, it was a large infestation, so it's almost impossible to trace it back.
originated at a home, so it was definitely people that brought it.
This is the first time we're doing this spraying. Why didn't we do the spraying on the Big Island?
Maui has benefited from the Big Island in that we learned a lot, the Big Island, at their expense. The infestation there got away and out of control and was likely out of control by the time it was even discovered. On Maui, we have a chance to totally wipe out the ants. If we can tackle this infestation, all the other infestations here are under control. We could get rid of ants altogether on Maui.
So you're pretty confident, I mean, even though it's on 150 acres?
Yeah, I believe that this will work.
The folks from the ant lab, the Hawaii Ant Lab, Kaz, was saying that he worked it out per acre, and it was like 80 million ants per acre. I mean, that sounds like an awful lot of ants. So if you've got 150 acres, it's like a super colony.
Sure. When you put it that way, it sounds like a daunting task. But you have to remember that ants are a social species. So what they do is they go out and they find that bait and they bring it back and they share it with everybody and they feed it to the queen. And once that queen stops producing young, those ants will all die out from old age eventually and they're gone. So you only need to get the bait out in, you know, one droplet per square foot. Those ants will find it, seek it out, they'll go to it. So you don't have to, like, get every single ant. You just have to get it out there, and they'll go do the work for you. There are systems already developed for controlling ants from helicopters, but they are large hoppers that carry granules that are dropped on areas, and we couldn't use those granules in this situation because of the stream. And we also needed our bait, because little fire ants are boreal and they live on the ground and all the way up to the tops of trees. Our bait has to be able to stick in the tops of the trees and land on the ground. So it was an interesting, difficult process to figure out how to build a system to push this weird slurry, this gel bait, pancake batter, out of our sprayer, and with enough force to be able to cover a large enough area that we don't have to fly a really tight pattern all day long, just dribbling out a little bit of our bait.
That was a rebroadcast of a conversation we had with Brooke Mankin and Lissa Stroyker of the Maui Invasive Species Committee. They were talking about the aerial treatment that was expected to get underway today to try and beat back the massive infestation of little fire ant in Nuhiku. And, you know, after hearing this story in August, a listener wondered if she had ants on her property in Waihea. She called, the area was tested, and the results confirmed her suspicions. It's a good example of the types of stories that we bring to you on The Conversation.